Okay, Chaver. It's good to see Baruch Hashem. Everyone is here today, learning Shtark. It's Gevaldik. So let's go on here in the Gemara on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. If you remember, the Gemara has a question: what is considered Binyan Kol Shehu? And the Gemara gives three options what Binyan Kol Shehu is. Either Binyan Kol Shehu is that you dig a small hole in the ground to put coins or needles, or Binyan Kol Shehu is that you make a tripod, or Binyan Kol Shehu, the Gemara says, is that like if the keresh, if the beam gets a hole in it, so then you put a little bit of metal or whatever, you melt it into that hole to stuff up the hole. And yesterday we raised a question on this Gemara that doesn't it sound like that is Binyan Bekalim? We raised that question, and Be'ezras Hashem Yisparach, we'll get back to that, if not today, maybe tomorrow, whatever, depending on my mood. So let's go on in the Gemara. Omer Shmuel. Hamitzadeid es ha'even is chayav. No? Shmuel said, if I am mitzadeid es ha'even, which we learned means, Rashi learns, mitzadeid es ha'even means that you put the stone on the ground. Let's look at Rashi. Moshiva, umitzadeido, you put it down and you move it around. Ad shemis yasheves bekarkois yisod habinyan, until it sits well at the floor of the building. When you move it side to side, you set it in the right place. It's bone koshahu. So Rashi says that mitzadid es ha'evan means that you take a stone and like you push it on the ground, you like level off the ground so that the stone stays well. And the reason why I'm chayiv is because it's bone, which is bone kol shehu. Now, we had in the previous Gemara, what is a binyan kol shehu? What's a tiny amount of binyan? Zokt Rashi, that not only the three cases that we had in the previous Gemara is binyan kol shehu. Now, not only if you dig the hole in the ground to put a coin in, whatever it is, one of those three cases, but even mitzadid et ha'evan, even putting the stone and leveling it off, that's also binyan kol shehu. But we pointed out that Tosfos writes that mitzadid et ha'evan is chayiv. Tosfos says, v'lo gar sinan mishum makiv epatish. It can't be makiv epatish, because the Gemara is going to say we're talking about tato, we're talking about the bottom stone, and it can't be makir patish on the bottom stone, because according to Tosfos, makir patish has to be gemar malacha, right? That's what we learned in Tosfos. If it's the bottom stone, I'm not done yet. So I can't be chay for makir patish when I'm not done yet. Okay, but there was a girsa, yichay for makir patish, and that was the girsa of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Right, we saw that Rabbeinu Chananel yesterday. It's printed on Daf Kuf Gimel Amar Aleph. That Rabbeinu Chananel says Mitzadeh Sa'eben is Chayev Mishum Makeh Bepatish. Now, why do they say that? Why does the Rabbeinu Chananel? We saw the Rambam says this also. Why do they say that's Chayev Mishum Makeh Bepatish? Bepashtos, it should be that you're Chayev for Bona. Right, Bona makes much more sense in Makeh Bepatish. So this issue probably has to do, just jump four lines ahead, there's a whole bunch of cases in the Gemara where Rav and Shmuel disagree. Right, we'll talk about these cases in 5 minutes. Misatis Sa'evan, you like square off a stone, or you make a hole in a chicken coop. Right, there's a bunch of cases Rav and Shmuel disagree. And in all those cases, according to Rav, it's Bona. Kodesh Shmuel, it's Makeh Bepatish. Good? So Shmuel is Makeh Bepatish man. So now, that explains the Rabbeinu Chananel. Omer Shmuel, HaMetzayles Eben Chayiv. You see that? Shmuel, the same guy who says that all of the future cases are about Makeh Bepatish, that same Shmuel says you're chayiv if you're mitzadeid es ha'evan, which probably means that you're chayav for makir bepatish, because in all of the cases, five lines from now, according to Shmuel, those cases are all makir bepatish, not bona. So the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Chananel basically say it's got to be makir bepatish, it can't be bona, because Shmuel holds makir bepatish always. Now, not necessarily is there a comparison, no? Mitzariya to Eben, what does it mean? What am I doing? How did we learn it? We just read the Rashi, Mitzariya to Eben.
You put it on the ground.
I put it on the ground. So is that Binyan Bekelem or is that Binyan Bekarka?
Or
Karka, Nachon. So one could argue that the only machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in the next Gemara that we'll talk about in 7-8 minutes is about Kalim. But by Karka, for sure, you're Chayev Mishum Bona. It could be, right? In other words, we'll come back to it in 2 minutes, or 7 minutes, whatever it is. We'll come back to it, especially within Rashi. But let's just review what we have so far. Rashi holds Mitzvah 7 is Bona. You cannot be Chayav for Makir B'Patrish, according to Rashi and Tosfos, because it's the beginning of the building, not the end. The Rambam says that you're Chayav for Makir B'Patrish. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says, I'm Chayav Makir B'Patrish. Aye, it's the beginning. So obviously they hold that Makir B'Patrish does not have to be the end. No? You could violate Makir B'Patrish whenever I do an act that requires fine motor coordination, even if it's at the beginning of the Malacha.
Is that Shmuel or the Rashbag, or both?
So it is the Rashbag in our Mishnah according to the way we have the Girsa. Whether this is Shmuel, I'm suggesting that this is Shmuel Ashitasa, Nachon. But it's more than Shmuel, because in all the other cases, it could be it's the last stage. Right? Mitzadin Es-Heaven is the first stage, and Afilu Hachi, you're going to be Chayev for Makir B'Patrish. Right? That means that Makir B'Patrish means, the way I imagine it, any fine action. Sometimes, you know, there's two ways of using a hammer. There's using a hammer to drive a nail, like an amateur, a little kid who learns how to bang a nail. There's like wax it, no? But a skilled carpenter, gentle, no?
I don't know if that's the example, I'm not sure, but I understand the point.
Hey, the point is that Makir B'Patrish for the Rambam does not have to be Gemar Malacha, even in the middle. But it's got to be some sort of skilled labor.
Are you sure? So you're bringing in Umnus now?
What?
So we are bringing in Umnus now.
I'm bringing...
That is the skilled labor? Is not.
I think according to the Rambam, it has to be a skilled labor. If you want to say that there's Makir B'Patrish at the beginning of the action, that's true only if it is a skilled labor.
But by the end, you wouldn't need...
But by the end, it could be you don't need a skilled labor, even for the Rambam. And if you read the Rambam, take out your Rambam, let's learn it together. Chapter 10 of Hilchas Shabbos. We're going to learn two Rambams together. Oh. Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis. Habona Kosho is Chayiv. Hamash v'penei karka bebayis. You smooth out the ground. Kigon shehishpil teo o mile guma. You lower a mound or you fill in a hole. Oge, or you fill in the valley. That is bona and your chayiv. Echa nosen sa'evin, echa nosen sa'tit. Your nosen sa'tit, your chayiv for about a minute. Nidbach ha'elyon, Eve, you're going to be chayiv. Shaharei imenichnala tit, etc. But bona algabe kelim is potter. Meaning, for the Rambam, bona algabe karka is chayiv. Right? Bona algabe karka is going to be chayiv. Misatet esha evan is not in this Rambam. Look at halacha yudches. Perak yud halacha yudches. Hamasat, right? In other words, halacha gives basis about bona. Hamasatet et ha'evan, koshu chaya mishum, make bepatish. Hamitsadi des ha'evan, b'yisod ha'binyin, right? Yechaya mishum, make bepatish. All these cases are make bepatish. Make bepatish for the Rambam is putting that first stone down, right? What about doing the last action? So that's Perikin Halacha Tes Zayin. I'm sorry, I'm jumping around, but basically, Hamaki Bapatish Haka Achas, you bang it one bang, your Chayiv, Vichola Osa Dovashu Gimar Malacha Hareza, told us Maki Bapatish. According to the Rambam, the Av Malacha of Maki Bapatish means, even at the beginning, if I'm doing skilled labor, even at the beginning, that's the Av Malacha Maka Bepatish. But if I do Gemar Malacha, so that is a told of Maka Bepatish. Again, I'm just reading the Rambam, chapter 10, Halacha 18, and chapter 10, Halacha 16.
He doesn't say anything about being skilled.
He doesn't say about being skilled, but he writes, if I am mitzadi desa evan b'yisoyed habingin, v'tikna b'yado, v'hoshiva b'makam haro'ila. The Rambam's adding a lot of extra words, no? I use my hand to fix it. And I put that stone in the proper place. I think the Rambam's going out of his way to say, this isn't an ordinary just putting a stone down. There's a skill involved. There's precision involved. It's an umness.
There's a level of precision that is more than putting it down, that is less than the level of a skilled person. An umman.
Again, can I be sure? No. I just have a... You see, I have difficulty understanding how you can violate Makam Patish at the beginning of a malacha. Because I've been trained my entire life that Makam Patish is the end of a malacha. So how can I understand this Rambam and this Rabbeinu Chananel, etc.? So the only way I could understand it is that it involves a degree of skill, precision, etc.
I don't know, just understood it that way, doesn't mean that's how they understand it.
Correct. Give me a different suggestion. Give me a better suggestion.
To allow that you can be high from Akram Palash in the beginning, if you're not.
Why? I mean, that would, by the way, that would mean that every malacha in the world, right, when I start doing the malacha, it's Makir Bepatish. When I finish the malacha, it's the malacha. And when I finish the malacha, maybe that's Makir Bepatish also. So I write. The first letter I write is Makir Bepatish. Does that make any sense to you?
I know.
It makes no sense! That's why not. So why not is like, I don't think it can be. I mean, I think it has to involve, I think the reason it's called Makir Bepatish is it means using that hammer to bang in a very defined and fine-tuned way. I can't be a million percent sure, but I think that's what Makir Bepatish is. Okay, let's just go on in the Gemara. Okay, we can fight in the Gemara. Fight in the Gemara. Omer Shmuel. Right, we spoke about Shmuel. Mitzadei se'evan is chayiv. The Gemara asks, Meisvei, Echa nosin se'evan, Echa nosin se'atit. The one who gives the tit is chayiv. Meaning, you're not chayiv for just putting the stone down. You're only chayiv if you put cement. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Shmuel says you're chayiv just for being mitzadei se'evan, just for putting it in the right place. But we say over here that Yechayiv even, that Yechayiv, excuse me, only if you use tit. So he says, one second, L'tameich, Eim HaSeifa. Reb Yossi says, Afilu He'ela V'hiniach HaGabi Dimos Sha'avonim Chayiv. Reb Yossi says that Yechayiv even if you put a stone on top of a wall. If I put the stone on top of, I raise a stone up and I put it on top of the wall. The pashtus, that means that there is no cement, but still you're going to be chayiv. So I have a problem. Shmuel says, just putting the stone down, I'm chayiv. Then we say that you're chayiv for putting the stone down only if there's cement. And then we say that you're going to be chayiv, right, if you put a stone, even if there, if you're ma'ala, right, if you put a stone up on top of a wall, even without cement. So what is it? Bottom? So my answer is, Ella, Tzlasa Binyan Neheva. There are three levels of building. Tata, Metziya, Ve'ila'a. Bottom, middle, and top. Tata requires tzedudi. The bottom one requires that you move it side by side to level it off. By tzedudi Ve'afra, it requires that you put dirt around it after you mitzadi the seven, after you put it in the proper place. Metziya, Bein Amitina. The middle level also requires cement. Ila'a, Behanocha Ba'alma. The top level, just putting it there, is going to be chayiv. And Rashi explains all of this, no? Let's read the Rashis together. Tata, the bottom line. Yesod hachoma, the foundation of the wall. Tachtis, the bottom. Shemayshivim avonim al ha'aretz belaitit. You put the stones on the ground without any cement. B'tzedudei va'ofar kol va'ofar. Requires tzedude, which means moving the stone in the proper way, and it requires dirt. Kol atmo eno elo letzadi desheven shteishev b'shaver. Your only purpose is to put the stone, to move the stone in a way that will sit evenly. Velotata lekan lekan. You don't want the stone to move this way and that way. V'yehei ofer sabav lo l'saimcha. And you need dirt around it to support it. Bahaku Amar Shmuel will say. That's when Shmuel said his thing. In other words, Shmuel says mitzadi des ha'even is chayiv. Explains the Gemara that it's about tata. That's about the bottom level. But you're not chayiv just mitzadi des ha'even. Now the Gemara elaborates that you're only chayiv if you also have ofar, you also have dirt around it. Braisos b'mitziya. Which is kol habinyan kulei shemin hayisod al shura elyona boinami tina im hatzidud. The middle doesn't mean that I'm building a wall with only three stones. Middle means all of the stones from the bottom stone to the very top stone is called the middle stone. And the middle stone requires that you put the stone down accurately, properly, with precision. That's what the Rashi means. It requires tzidud. It requires putting it properly. If I have like this, no? This is the bottom of the stone. And I put the top one, or the middle one right on top of it. It's like this. That's not a good building, no? They have to be even. Tzidud means you make it even. And it also needs dirt. Ila'a, but the top stone, where there is no more stones on top of it, so you don't care if it moves from side to side. Therefore, all you need is to put it down. You don't need any cement. You don't even need dirt. You don't even need... You don't even need to be mitzadeh des ha'even. You don't even have to precisely put the stone down on the top. Because you don't care. If it's a stone in the middle of the wall, so my goal is to put more stones on top, so I better put it down precisely so that I can put stones on top. The top one, I don't care about. Even if it's not even, I don't care.
I don't want to fall off, though.
Ah, I don't want it to fall off. The teretz is that you're putting it on top in a way it's not going to fall, but you're not going to be so precise with it.
So there is a level of precision, though.
I think it's the difference between what they call gross motor skills and fine motor skills. In other words, there's a difference between someone who can throw a ball, that's gross motor skills, a very general thing, versus the precision involved in writing your name. This is a gross motor skill. You have to put it on top. Put it on top so it doesn't fall. That's all you need. You don't need to be mitzadeh the evan. Now the pashtus in Rashi is that you do not need anything on the top level. You do not need cement, nor do you need to put the stone down in the proper place. You don't need anything.
Right? Bizman has said we actually do care about the top level.
Bizman has said we care about the top level because we're worried, because first of all, our stones are smaller. Now, if I build with bricks, they're smaller, then there's more of a concern it's going to fall off. If you're building kotel stones, it doesn't matter if it's exact or not exact. It's not going to fall off. And if it does fall off, it's going to create like an earthquake. No?
But in the case I would be makbid on the top layer, would I...
In the case that you would be makbid on the top layer, so a cha'ira... I mean, the point is that the top level, you can be chayiv, even if it's not placed evenly, and even though there is no cement, you can be chayiv on the top level according to Rashi. Even though you have two strikes against you, it's not precise and there's no cement. Yes, of course, there are times that you might put cement on the top level also. But Rashi is teaching me that for it to be chayiv on the top level, I do not need precision and I do not need cement.
And if you were to use cement, then even more so.
Of course, if I cement it even more so, I'm chayiv. But Rashi is being mechadesh that I'm chayiv with nothing on the top level. Read the Rambam, read Maimonides. Perek Yud Halachi Yud Beis. Right, the Rambam writes at the top level requires cement. Why does it require cement? Doesn't the Gemara say it doesn't? So the Rambam is going to learn that the top level doesn't require precision, it doesn't require tzidud, but it does require cement. It could be that the pshat in the Rambam is that I'm not going to be chayiv unless it is mechubar lakarka. Bona has to be one of two things. We'll talk about this when we do the taisus. There's binyan bekarka and there's binyan bekelim, and they're different. Binyan bekarka means anything that's attached to the ground, you're chayiv. Therefore, I need cement to be chayiv for the Rambam. It has to be attached to the ground. There might be another type of binyan, which is binyan bekelim, which for the Rambam is going to be chayiv as a binyan, but that's a different type of binyan. Karka binyan is different than kelim binyan. By karka, I'm going to be chayiv only if it's attached to the ground. By kelim, I'm only going to be chayiv if I build the entire keli. Therefore, by karka binyan, if I just put the stone up on top and there's no tit, I'm not going to be chayiv.
The wrong one. Oh, okay.
Because if I just put it up on top, it's not mechubar lekarka. I should be chayiv because it's a keli? No! I'm only chayiv for a keli if I make the entire keli. But if I just put one stone there, I'm not going to be chayiv. That's Judaism according to Maimonides. Good?
The last part of it, we talk about binyan
bekelim. Right, so the last part, binyan bekelim, I know from reading Halacha Yud Gimel in the Rambam. Ha'osek li adama. Is a tolda of bona and yerchayiv. If you make an entire kli, that's isekli, you make an entire kli, so then yerchayiv, But that's a tolda of boneh. It's not the av malacha.
Good.
Now, so what the Gemara says is that there are three levels of stones. According to Rashi, there are three separate halachas on the three levels, no? Top level, neither requires tzidud, nor does it require tit. Bottom level requires tzidud and tit. Excuse me, bottom level requires tzidud, no tit. Middle level requires tit, no tzidud. No, let's go slowly. According to Rashi, bottom level requires just tzidud. Middle level requires tzidud and tit. Top level requires no tzidud, no tit. That's Rashi. How does the Rambam work?
The top layer requires tit.
The middle and no tzidud. The middle level requires tit and tzidud. The bottom level requires only tzidud, not tit. Thus, the level that's attached to the ground, the chayra, does not require tit because it's on the ground anyway. It's kilo, it's attached to the ground.
And that attachment travels up through the tit on the second layer.
I don't need tit on the... If I have dirt, and then I put a stone on top of the dirt, I do not need tit between the dirt and the stone. Just putting the stone there is chayiv.
But I would need tit between that stone.
If I want... For stone two, I need tit. And not only that, for the Rambam, for stone three, I need tit. The difference between Rambam and Rashi is whether stone three requires tit. Fine. For the Rambam, does stone three require tzidud? Not clear, no? I don't know what hinicha means. Does hinicha mean that you put it there with precision? No, I'm not sure. Okay, let's go on in the Gemara. Hamisatet, right? So what is misatet? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, misatet means that you square off a stone, no? Certain places, they make stones that are smoother. Other places, they make charitzim. They make indents in the stones, like they have in Eretz Ashkenaz. You see that Rashi? The top Rashi in the Mishnah? In other words, Rashi knows the difference between France and Germany, right? And Rashi says, in Germany, they make stones that have indentations on them. I don't know, you have to look it up in terms of the way they did construction. There are distinctive types of construction in different parts of the world, no? Remember one of the years I was seeing Gemara, I remember we were... I was a Rebbe in BMP still. And around Purim time, we took a sheer trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Because they have a Persian room with a lot of stuff that could help you understand the Megillah. It's actually, there was a guy, Yehuda Landi, I think he was a Rebbe in Neve, and he published a book now with pictures of stuff from various museums across the world that can help you understand the Megillah. That means the Megillah. Chor karpas v'sechei v'esokus b'chav alevots v'argamon. What does this look like? Right? Hashkos b'chlei zahav. So then you could see chlei zahav. You could see the type of golden vessels that they had in Ahasuerus' palace. It's Meredith. They have this in the Met. And like you can get Landy's book and you'll see the pictures of it. So when I'm on this trip, there was one guy in my shiur, he like didn't speak up all semester. And he like suddenly becomes like all excited, and he's like talking about different types of architecture. He was an architecture major in YU. Do you still have an architecture major here? No idea. But this guy was like an architecture major, and he's like talking about like different types of buildings in different places of the world. I had no idea what he's talking about, but Rashi did. But Rashi says the Eretz Ashkenaz, they use stones that they indent. It's not smooth. The stones that are chalak apparently are French stones. The stones that have charitzim, charitzim are German stones. That's what Rashi writes. So let's go on in the Gemara. Misati de te'evin. So what are you chayef for? If you square off a stone. That's what misati means. Misati mishumai mechayef. Rav says it's bone. Shmuel says it's makev patish. Rav says it's bone. Why is it bone, by the way? Misati de te'evin is chayef, right? Rashi writes mishumai in the sense of which is it a tolda of? So Rav says it's bona. Now the chayra, right? All I'm doing is I'm squaring off a stone. I'm not attaching it anyway, anywhere. Apparently, according to Rav, that still is bona. That's a big chiddush, no? I'm preparing building materials, and I'm chaya for building by preparing the building material. It's like if I prepare my quill, am I chaya for writing?
Well, the chora, that's a siyas kli, because the brick itself is a kli.
The brick itself is a kli, maybe. So it's a siyas hakli, and I'm chaya for bona. Even though it's not really a siyas hakli in the sense of forming something. Right, it's chiseling away, it's not forming. I have a stone, and I want to just square it off.
Well,
according to Rav, that is boina.
The charitza meant that there's like indentations on the top that match the thing on the bottom, kind of like a Lego sort of thing.
Is that the pshat? I thought the charitzim that Rashi is talking about in the Mishnah are like decorative marks on the stone. That's why I just learned the Rashi. And the Charitzim, right? Rashi is contrasting the places where they use smooth stones to the places where they don't use smooth stones. Instead, they use stones that have marks on it. That's the contrast drawn by Rashi.
I don't know which one he's referring to, though. Whether it's decorative or actual function.
Well, they're both called Misati Teta Evan. So misatet means I square off a stone. I don't know if squaring off a stone can be bona bekalim if you hold that bona bekalim has to be asiyas hakli. And we'll talk about this in...
Well, I was saying that each individual brick itself would be a kli.
What?
Each individual brick itself is a kli.
The brick itself is a kli, but I can't say that I'm the one who made a brick. Because the brick was made beforehand. What I'm doing is I am squaring the brick off. I am adjusting the brick. I'm not making the brick. Ribbono shel Olam made the stone. No, I'm not making a stone. The Eibishter did it.
Yeah, I don't know. If you want to say it's a clay stone, then you have to fire it up. I'm not sure.
Okay. Let's just inhale. Let's just hold it, and we'll get back. Right, misatid. So why are you chayav? So Rav says it's bona. Shmuel says it's matir patish. Next, ha'osen nekev below shel tarnegoilim. If I make a hole in a chicken coop, Rav says that's bona. Shmuel says it's matir patish. Right, this is interesting, though. No? You could have bona by making a hole in something. Usually you think that bona means you add something, no? I guess you would see this from the previous Gemara also, about Masati Tata Evan. But the idea is, I make a hole in a chicken coop, so that is bona. Shmuel says, no, it's not, it's my good patish.
We saw about the case of the coin. You're digging the coin and making a hole for the coin, that's called bona.
If I make a hole for the coin, that's bona, right? Because over there, I'm making something. I'm making a storage area. I guess over here, I have a chicken coop. I guess it's the same type of idea. I'm making a hole in the chicken coop. I'm creating an area for like the smell to leave the chicken coop. I assume that's why you're doing it, no? Ayo shufta bekupina demora. If I put the handle into the blade of the hoe. Hoe, H-O-E. So if I am ayo shufta bekupina demora, Rav says it's bona, Shmuel says it's makka bepatash. Let's look at Rashi. Lol shel tarnagoyim. Right, Rashi says makka bepatash means gemar malacha, in the sense of that shamakom shecharatz charitz zeh lo yachrotz old. Right, Rashi in the Mishnah tells me that makka bepatash means I'm not going to do anything more to it. Right. Rashi says that it's, right, this is how we would doicha the Mishnah Brura's Raya from Rashi in the Mishnah. Right. Rashi in the Mishnah says miskaye means that you, it's going a'ol semalacha. So the Mishnah Brura understood what that meant, is that you do the malacha on Shabbos, but the malacha maybe has to remain for a very long time, as opposed to the Rambam who says that miskayim just means for that Shabbos. But we were daicha the Mishnah Brura, and we said that no, that when Rashi says that I'm going to be, that miskayim means that that also malacha b'Shabbos, and it's miskayim. Miskayim according to Rashi just means that I won't be moisef on the malacha. This is the only mark. This is the final mark I'm making on the stone. I'm not making any additional marks on that stone. So there are three cases in the Gemara, right? Mitzadei desa even, making a hole in the lo shel tarnagoyim, and the third case in the Gemara is ayo shufta bekupina demara. Let's go on in the Rashi's lo shel tarnagoyim. Rashi writes shel etu. Now we're not talking about stone. Until now we've been talking about stone. The chicken coop is wood, visosum, and it's all sealed. Umenakvo. I make a hole so that the smell leaves and the smell doesn't damage, the smell doesn't damage the chickens. If the chickens stay in too smelly a place for too long, the chickens will get hurt. So I want the smell to leave. Now, we'll have a discussion when we talk about making holes on Shabbos, that there might be a difference between a hole that is asoy lahachnis ulahotzi versus a hole that's only meant for hotzi, no?
Mapis Mursa.
What?
Is that the discussion by Mapis Mursa?
It's gone by Mapis Mursa, the discussion, right, exactly, by Mapis Mursa, only chayiv, right, the Gemara and Ksubis, the way Rashi understands that Gemara and Ksubis, because the air goes in and the pus comes out. Over here, the pashtus in Rashi is that I'm making the hole only for the stuff to come out. It's not a hole for the stuff to go in and come out. It's the hole. The purpose of the hole is only for it to come out. Zakt Taisvis, the little Taisvis, little Shaltar Negailam, little guy. Tosa says, Shmuel says this is makke bepatish. It's not bone. A hole can be bone, says Tosis, if the hole is meant lahachnis ulahaitzi. But since this hole is only lahotzi, that's why it is only makke bepatish, according to Shmuel. It is not bone, according to Shmuel. Good? Let's read the next Rashi. Mishum makke bepatish. Zot Rashi. Makke bepatish is... Okay. Makke bepatish is shehi gemar meleches halol. It's finishing off that chicken coop. Fine. Ayo shufta bekupina demara. Zok to Ashi. Shufta is yosed katan. Shetochfen besoch beis yad shomara. Bi yoso benekev habarazel lahad goshelo yetze. Ayo shufta bekupina demara. Rashi says that a shufta is a tiny peg that I put into the handle of the hoe so that the handle does not separate from the blade of the hoe. Right? The next Rashi says the same thing. A kupina is a hole in the blade. Right? And mara is a hole. I think what Rashi is saying is azoi. Ready? Ayo shufta bekupina demara. Right? I have like a rake. So the rake has the stick, and it has the metal raking part. The thing that holds the stick in place so that it doesn't separate from the rakey part is a tiny little peg that goes through a hole. The hole is both in the stick and in the rakey part. Right? That is the dispute between Rav and Shmuel, when I put that tiny peg into the hole. That's Ayo Shufta Bekupina Demara.
So this is a one-time process, not a...
It's a one-time process. It's not intended to go in and out. It's not like I have a stick that I put in every time I want to use the blade. No. Right? There's a stick that stays in the blade. But what I'm doing is I'm putting the tiny little stick inside, the tiny little peg to hold the stick in the blade. That is Rashi's definition of this case. Rambam. Halacha Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Halacha Yud Gimel. Right, so the Rambam talks about if I make a Ayo Kavua, that's Bona. If I make a Kli Adama, I make a Tanur, that is Tolda of Bona. If I make cheese, we spoke about this yesterday, that's a Tolda of Bona. Hamachnes Yad HaKaradon B'tocha Eitz Shalo, HaReza Tolda as Bona V'chein Koki Yoytze B'zeh. What's the Rambam saying? Hamachnis Yad HaKaradom B'tocha Eitz Shalom. So Nir Lofian is dating that the Rambam is not saying the same thing as Rashi. According to Rashi, what I'm talking about is I'm sticking a tiny little peg into to hold the stick inside the blade, no? The Rambam is not talking about any tiny pegs. The Rambam is talking about I put a stick into a hole. No tiny pegs.
I don't know if it's relevant, but my Gemara says it's a aim, not a eight.
Instead of eight, what do you have?
Machin said, "Pardon, it's a aim, I am."
I don't know how relevant it is. I'm understanding that mitocha ayin shaloi would mean, by the way, the shinuyei nuskos on the side say that many have the girsa of eitz instead of ayin. Okay. But mitocha ayin shaloi I think means that like something looks like an eye. In other words, it's a hole and I put the stick inside the hole. But it's the same idea. I'm not talking about putting... But I'm talking about the yad. How does the Rambam say it? I'm machnas the yad hakaradom. I'm not talking about any tiny little pegs. I'm talking about the whole stick. So then I'm going to be chayiv. So Rambam and Rashi I think, have a machlekes about how to understand this case of Shupina de Mora. Maybe I'll come back to it and say a little hesber in it in a few minutes, or I probably won't get there today. But I think this machlokes Rashi and the Rambam is significant. The Gemara Kuf Beis continues that there's a tzrichasa, why I need all these cases, no? Right, I have three machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's bona, Shmuel says it's makev a patash, by squaring off a stone, by making a hole in the chicken coop, and by putting a peg or a handle into the blade. In all this case, according to Rav, it's bona, according to Shmuel, it's makev a patash. Utzricha. I need all of them. The first case when I square off the stone, that is derech binyan. That's making a normal building. Normal buildings are made with stones. Maybe Rav holds, when I make a hole in a chicken coop, that's not the way you normally build. So maybe he's masking to Shmuel. If I have the case of the Lo Shatan Agoylan, Baha Kamar Rav, that it's bone, Mishun the Damila Binyan, the Avdela Avira. It's like Binyan because it's meant for air. Ava Shufta Bukupina Damara, the Ainbach Binyan Bakach, Ema Maidla Shmuel. Maybe he's masking to Shmuel, that's Makim Patish in the case of the Ho. The Ashun the Baha, maybe if I only have the case of the Ho, Bokamar Shmuel. That's where Shmuel says Makka Patish, Abahanat Tate Mugle Rav, Tzricha. Right? But he's Mugle to Rav by the other cases. So basically, the Zakti Gemara, they need all three cases. There's a Tzricha Sah by all the three cases. Tysus notes, by the way, that one could have only had case one and case three and not case two potentially, but that's not true. You need case two also. Tysus just doesn't explain how. Okay, so Bli Neder will pick up from here, and we should go and daven mincha and have a wonderful day.